It's not really surprising that a lot of the stuff that dealing with guns has become incredibly partisan. So this came down to a straight party line vote, 10-8. Senators Hatch and Lee voted with the Republicans against the assault rifle ban, arguing that it didn't work the first time they had it around. So why try to do something again that didn't work? So it's interesting to see that one has a tough road ahead of it. It is headed to the full Senate, but I'm not sure it's going to be able to get the votes it needs to get past the 60 vote threshold. It's interesting on the other side, the background check bill, which has a huge amount of support across the nation and in Utah, to expand background checks to all sales of guns. That one also came down to a party line previously in the Senate Judiciary Committee, with Hatch and Lee voting against it, too. There's a lot of bills dealing with guns that are kind of being floated here and there on the Hill. It is likely the one that could pass is the expanded background checks. Some of the other stuff, like Senator Feinstein's assault weapon ban, just may not be able to get past either chamber.
Great. Interesting developments there. So the guy who videotaped Mitt Romney's infamous remark about the 47% spoke out this week. So why did he tape and release this video?
I think it's a good tip for all of us. Make sure to tip your bartender. This is one of those reminders that we need to treat people nicely. It sounded like this guy, who's been a bartender for a while, worked in the bar service area for at least 10 years or so, had attended an event before where Clinton was speaking, and he was so incredibly kind. The former president was over there talking with staff and taking pictures with staff and just being really, really kind. The bartender went to another event where Romney was speaking, and he was told that Romney wants a Diet Coke with ice and a slice of lime. So the bartender makes him one and gives it to him, and he says that Mitt Romney didn't even acknowledge his existence, that he didn't even say thanks, he didn't look at him, he just kind of grabbed the drink and walked away. So it really, soured him to Mitt Romney. So when he was doing another thing with Romney, he decided to put his phone out and record it. And obviously he was pushing it, and finally got hold of Mother Jones David Corn, and became the big story that certainly hurt, if not cost, Mitt Romney the election last year. And again, the bartender speaking out says, it just came down to he didn't act like I was human.
The moral of the story here is be nice and tip your bartender.
Always tip your bartender, yes. at least say thank you.
And finally, Thomas, I got to bring it up. You were invited to join the Gridiron Club in D.C., which is a pretty, let's just say it, elite club for journalists. You're one of just 65 members, and you get a lifelong appointment. First off, congratulations. What does this membership mean?
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. It's still I'm still a bit in awe of the whole situation, and I'm really humbled to think that I'm the youngest member, and we had our big dinner last weekend, and just being backstage with people who write for all these amazing publications, and several of whom own Pulitzer Prizes, it's still just an amazing situation. I will tell you and your listeners that there is a little bit of hazing they do when you join the club. One of the first things you have to do is dress up as an animal somehow in the show. So I got the dubious honor of being a bear and a mule. So if you've ever wanted to dance in front of the President of the United States wearing a bear costume, I got you.
That is amazing. So is there any video that we can watch?
No, that's one of the beauties about the Gridiron, that they do not allow the video inside of the dinner. I think mainly because they don't want people taking pictures of people dressed up as bears.
And that's that was at a once a year dinner that they do that features a few members of the press and politicians.
It was amazing. It was amazing actually being there. Just they were introducing ambassadors, cabinet officials, military officials. The president was there, senior White House aides, members of Congress. It is a more private dinner. It's 650 people, which is a lot smaller than the big White House correspondents dinner. But it is quite an amazing crowd, and we were honored to have the president there, who spoke as well, and was quite funny, I'll say too.
Well, it's a great honor, Thomas. Congratulations again, and good luck. You're also representing Utah's press corps.
Thank you. I will try, even in a bear costume.
Fantastic. Thanks again for speaking with us, Thomas. We look forward to our next conversation.
Sounds great. Have a good weekend.